Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes. Oh my God. First of all, I owe you guys such a huge apology. Not the listeners. I'm talking to Joel, Daniel, and Zach. Yo, I tried to get away with something, and I almost did. If it wasn't for these pesky little kids. Dude, I went and saw Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness right before our podcast today. And I had it down to the minute of when I was going to arrive back here. That's why Casey called and was like, yo, he needs 15 minutes. That's why she gave that shit early on. She predicted. She was like, all you need is 15 minutes. You rush upstairs. It'll be fine. Dude, I sit down. It is 1:14. I'm like, I fucking did it. Bam. Computer's dead. It's now 1:49. That's how long it took for my computer to power up.
So how was your movie? We can at least talk about your movie.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
How was it?
All right. So not a lot of people are talking about this movie, as you guys know.
I don't know, because I don't follow this sort of thing.
Well, you're being sarcastic. usually when a Marvel movie comes out, everybody, like when Spider-Man came out, everybody was like, no spoilers, go see Spider-Man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give away any spoilers because there's some really fucking great spoilers. Some of the stuff that you guys probably already know from just the commercial alone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'll let you guys, the next time we talk, because this will be a part tour, because we didn't get to do the episode, but we're still recording this. We'll talk about this when I see you guys later. Joel, did you see it yet?
I've seen it twice, yeah.
You've seen it twice?
Okay,
you've seen it twice. Well, I had a press screening, and then my guys wanted to see it last night in 3D.
So you might be on the same page that I'm on with this whole thing. My wife is on the same page that I'm on with this, too, I think.
Poor Casey has to go see all these movies.
No doubt, man. Dude, let me tell you something right now. I got to figure out something.
Yeah, you gotta bring her to a nice rom-com.
No, it's not a rom-com, man. Yo, my wife is the bomb. Like, she is the bomb on levels that the bomb doesn't, like, I don't even, look, she is everything that I have in my life right now, all the happiness that I have in my life right now is because of Casey Cobb. You know what I mean?
To Casey.
My children, my wife, my life, my marriage, you know what I mean? My sex life, all of these things that are fucking prospering right now are because of the greatness that is my wife.
Yeah, you really
and
did
I
marry
need to
well.
Figure out, I did, and I need to figure out a way to freaking return the favor, man. Like, for real, like, I know she's starting to feel
it's
a little
Mother's
underappreciated.
Day. It's Mother's Day. You better bring it.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Dude, she's bouncing. She's going to the outlets to shop with her girlfriend and stuff like that.
I know, but when she comes home, there better be something shiny, bro.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I can't buy her. There's not enough money to pay for what she
means to me. No,
it's
not the expensive thing. It's the thought. It's the thing that's like not just like I phoned it in and got you fucking flowers. You got to do something. I mean, no offense to all the people that are going to do that. But I'm saying since you're saying all these lovely things, you should consider something super thoughtful that's not just like, oh, I just bought this thing.
Yeah, no doubt. I tried to get the Four Seasons brunch like 3 weeks ago and that shit was sold out.
It's too late,
right.
Yep.
And 3 weeks ago, I tried to get it and it was sold out. Like, I thought I was thinking ahead. Like, I was like, I'm on top of this shit this year. You know what I mean?
Well, and then there are other nice places for brunch.
Yeah, but no. There's not really, man. Let's keep it 100, man. That Four Seasons brunch.
How about you make her breakfast in bed?
Oh.
Come on, buddy.
What? Why? That's not good, huh?
No, nah, man.
You can make a pancake.
I can make a lot of things. That's not necessarily... You know what? I am gonna do that though. And
you know, it's
be the
cute. Even though, like, when you see it in the movies, it's cute. Like the kids and dad, they all did it. Mom, you stay in bed, and then they all bring breakfast in bed.
Yeah, but
tray
the food
mom.
In the movies looks so much better, and it comes in abundance.
I'm just
in
saying
the movies,
the gesture.
Man.
I bet you Casey would love the gesture.
Yeah, I do think she would love it for like 5 seconds. She'd be like, "That's cute," but then she'd be like, "I'm not eating this shit in my bed. I don't want to get on the sheets. I don't want to. This will mess up my bed. I don't want to do that."
Get her another weekend away.
I saw this funny meme that was like a couple, and like the girl was like acting. She's like, "This is what I call like a night with my man," and she's like all seductively laying out a towel like on the bed, and like clearly like she doesn't want to get anything sexual on the bed. And she's spreading it out with this sexy face, and then it hard cuts to them eating like fast food in bed.
Yeah,
like, on
yeah.
The,
so good. That's pretty dope. My wife don't play that shit. No. My wife don't play that shit. She's like, no.
Donald,
not
Miami's on the sheets. Miami's growing on me. I got to tell you.
You love Florida, don't you?
No, I don't love Florida, and I would never want to live here. But Miami Beach is a fun place to visit. It's the water is. It's not like the Pacific. It's like pool water.
It's blue. Look at the pool.
It is turquoise and warm as a pool.
Wow. It's like the pool at your house.
It's not as warm as the pool at my house, but it's warm.
Wow.
And it's beautiful. And there's so many fancy, nice restaurants, and it's a great place to visit. I would not want to live here. Also, boats. I love boats. And I've been invited on a couple of boats. And I'm not talking about a fishing boat. I know you want to be like in a chair, like trying to pull in a marlin.
You went Miami Vice, didn't you? You fucking went Miami Vice.
No, I got invited on some nice yachts. Not like mega giant epic ones, but like pretty big ones. And they're beautiful. And I just like, yeah, I like this life.
You didn't get on a cigarette boat?
No, I don't want that. I like a boat where someone's going to bring me a rosé and I can stand on the bow. You know, remember that SNL thing? I'm on a boat.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I, whenever I'm on a boat, I feel like that song.
All right, so look, my one
but
time.
But I picture your idea is being in the chair trying to get a marlin.
No, because if you can't eat it, I'm not fishing for it. You know what I mean?
Well, don't you release a marlin when you catch it? Oh, some people mount it on their wall, I guess.
Like, yeah, if I'm fishing, it's to eat whatever fish I catch because I'm not, at least I think that's a better way.
I'm just saying, if you and I were in Miami together and I said, Donald.
Oh, God, the dreams that
let's charter a boat together.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
I feel like we would disagree because you'd want the one with the chair on the back.
No. My fishing days are over. I would prefer
after Seaspiracy.
I would prefer to be on a boat and chill on. I'd prefer to chill on a yacht, sip champagne, eat peanut butter and jellies on the bow. You know what I mean? These are
let me
things
tell you the most baller thing. This
me.
Guy, I met a very wealthy guy on here, and his boat was gorgeous, but it wasn't even huge. It was like maybe it was 60 feet. I don't mean to say that's not big. It was a big, beautiful boat, but I was like, oh, it's too bad. There's no. there's no jet ski on this boat. Like, you know, because like, I love what wave runner thing, because those are so, that's so fun. And the captain's like, oh, we have a jet boat. And I'm like, what? Where's that? He opens the fucking trunk and goes, and like some James Bond shit, a fucking mini jet boat comes out of the back.
That's so cool.
And all you heard was, I can feel it coming in the air at night.
Listen, if you're in Miami and you have a dope
hold
boat,
on.
I want to come and I will bring laughter. I want to be invited.
I've been waiting for
I'll bring a bottle of rosé.
All of my life.
I'll be your court jester. I'll bring a bottle of rosé.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Donald, the little boat gave birth to a smaller boat. It was like the Russian dolls. And I was like, does a tinier boat come out of that little boat? It was nice, though. I like
boats,
Donald.
Dude, my one time in Miami was fucking fire, man. It's like,
did you get on a boat?
I got on a cigarette boat. It was one of the best times of my life, dude.
They have those for the tourists. They have like, it always goes by the beach. They have these, like, you can see there's like 30 tourists.
No, this dude owned the cigarette
boat.
Oh,
you were on like a real one.
Like somebody's actual jump off. And it was fire, man. Like, okay, I'm going to name drop because it's one of the best weekends of my life. But I spent the weekend with
Dulé Hill?
No. Vinny Laresca. He's the one that invited me because I was going out there to do a DJ AM and I were hosting I think it was like a fashion show or something this weekend. It was 4th of July weekend in Miami. And DJ AM and I were hosting it. He was DJing and I'm on the stage hosting the shit. That's so cool. And when I get there, I run into Vinny Laresca, one of my buddies from high school. I've known him. And he's like, yo, you should come hang out with us. And I'm like, us? Who's us, right? And he goes, it's me, Leo, Toby, Ethan. And I'm like, Leonardo DiCaprio?
You were with the Pussy Posse?
I was like, Leonardo, Leonardo DiCaprio? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, all right, bet. And so that weekend, 4th of July weekend, best weekend of my life.
Did you get to drive the cigarette boat?
I did not get to drive the cigarette boat. But like, yo, it was a bunch of us. And we played, I remember we played basketball. And against some cats in Miami, and we won, and like life was very nice that weekend. Fucking there was another time I was in Miami also. I played for a Challenge for the Children, NSYNC's Challenge for the Children in Miami. I think that was Orlando, actually. Miami was fire though.
I know, but that's when you're young and you're going to the clubs. Like, I have no, I mean,
dude,
I'm not going
I
to the
I fell off a table. I was on a table and I fell back and Leo caught me. It was the best night of my life, dude.
Oh my
gosh. It was the best night
they
of my life.
They have a lot of clubs here, but I'm not going to the clubs. Although it's F1 weekend. If everyone I'm with ends up at the club, maybe I'll go. But I think I'd be in fucking hell at the club.
No, dude, it's Miami. You're 40 years old in Miami. That's like 47 years old in Miami, that's like 20 years old in L.A., man. Like, everybody's in the club in Miami.
I know. It's the only thing people do, and they do it so late. I'm like, it's so late.
They don't give a they're on that lifestyle. They're in
the
it, club, man.
The clubs don't close. I just saw a guy walking down the street trying to get people to come to a club. He's like walking down the street, like, yelling to everyone at the beach. He's like, and just so you know, we never close. We are open 365, 24/7.
That's what's up.
No,
you
can
never
be
know.
There on a, you can be on a, there on a Monday, wasted fucking dancing.
But as long
Monday
as not,
at like Monday at like noon.
But that's the thing is that what's the music like? Like, you know what I mean?
Don't know.
Is it a Latin? You need
no,
to find
well, I'm
out.
Sure.
You need to investigate.
Bro,
man.
I don't go to the clubs. Ding 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 ding. That's how
if
I picture
it's that,
all the
I'm
songs.
Good. You got. I'm happy. You got to show
ding, ding, ding,
me
ding,
love.
Ding 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 ding. You know they have all these. You know.
Tell
all those
me if you want me.
There's nonstop banners when you're on the beach going by about what DJ. Oh, you'd love this, Donald. There's a club here that's like half. I'm told it's called Club 11. It's like part strip club, part regular club, and Snoop Dogg is the host tonight. And this banner keeps going
Dog.
By on the what?
Snoop Dogg's older than you, and he's up in the club, dude.
Yeah, but he's Snoop
I'm just
Dogg.
Saying, you need to be up in the club with Snoop Dogg. Y'all can smoke some.
All I thought was
Snoop Dogg see you and be like, "Yo, Zach, Sliggity diggity, come to the stage, nephew.
No. Oh, no. I'm on the beach. I'm on the beach, and I had heard about this Club 11, and it says Snoop Dogg's the host tonight, and I thought of Joelle and Donald. I was like, Joelle and Donald would love this.
Hell yeah.
Actually, DJ Daniel would probably love it, too.
Mm-hmm. DJ Daniel, do you partake in the marijuana the way Joelle and I do?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. We partake in a very unhealthy way. Like, it's almost unhealthy as much as we partake. Like, I've had battles with, like, bronchial issues because I've smoked too much weed. Yeah. You too?
Yes.
We need to get together, Daniel. Yeah. Why aren't we kicking it more, man? Like, we have the same things in common. We need to be around like-minded people. I could smoke
I'm
your
down.
Weed. You know what I'm saying? You know, shit, I'll smoke your weed.
Donald up, really dude. Likes animal face, Daniel. Do you like animal face?
I've never tried it, but let me tell you something. I'll roll some up.
Yeah.
I don't want to share. I don't share weed no more. Like
that's
that.
Good. We can do personals. We can do personals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Them days is over.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID. I don't need to put your spit and my spit together. I know how, you know, unless we kissing and you've been tested. I know how COVID passes.
All right.
It's
look,
droplets.
Let's do, since we're already doing it, count in, we're going to do a show. It's a weird show because it's a clip show. And I said to Donald, why the fuck are we doing a clip show? And he said, I want to do a clip show.
You know why.
So it's going to be a short episode because how the fuck do you review a clip show?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's some stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's our stories that you all should know. So gather round to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, listeners, how is your social battery right now?
It can be easy for people to ignore their social battery and spread themselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Everyone has a different capacity for socializing and different ways of recharging. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends. Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now. I will give it to Bill Lawrence and the team of writers to take a tiny little story and put clips around it and still give you the emotional value at the end. You still have the, I laughed, I smiled. Oh my God, these guys are having such a great time. Holy cow, this is, oh wow. This is, you know what I mean? We address how you go into your mind. We go into our mind. It takes us places. You know what I mean? It's just, it was a great way to put a clip show together other than us sitting on the couch and being like, remember that time when JD, you know what I mean? Like how all of the other sitcoms.
I think clip shows are, the only thing, if you're an audience member, a clip show is so stupid. By the way, I read on Scrubs Wiki, this is the lowest rated Scrubs episode. Because there's only 7 minutes of original content.
In which Johnny C has a bald head and looks like
It
Lex
said
Luther.
Something about I think this got thrown out of order. I think Scrubs Wiki mentions that too, that because it got thrown out of order, somewhere else it's explained why Johnny C's bald.
They never explained why Johnny C. I don't think they did.
No,
I think
I'm saying
I think Bill had to explain why Johnny C was bald, but I think
Do you want me to read you what it says on Scrubs Wiki?
Yeah, please do.
Since you fucking never listen to me.
I want to remember why John C. I want to know why John C. McGinley got bald.
It says, here's a couple things. Normally it takes 5 days to shoot an episode of Scrubs. This one took 3. I don't know how it took 3 to shoot what we had. Okay. JD says that to daydream, you have to tilt your head to the left, which would be the audience's right, which he demonstrates for the group. But in other daydream scenes, he more commonly tilts his head to the right, our left.
That's actually great.
In this episode, Dr. Cox has a shaved head. In the following episode, My Fishbowl, he has curly hair again because the episodes were shown out of order. Randall Winston said in the DVD commentary that the bald head would be explained in a future episode. So that's all I know.
I don't think it ever was. All I know
is that you had udders, and that was so gross. I wanted to puke.
And you drank from them too. It's like I nutted in your coffee.
It was
phallic. Yeah,
It didn't even look like udders. It looked like 4 penises.
Yeah. And it would have been better if you would have put your mouth on it and sucked it.
I'm glad I didn't have to do that. But it did look like, I'm not going to lie, if your kids are in the car or listening, earmuffs, I'm going to say it well. It did look like you were using your human faculties that are designed to fertilize an egg.
And not,
it didn't look like milk.
Urinate.
No. It looked like you were pouring seed into my coffee.
And then you drank it. And then after that, I sliced a piece of my back off. Was it my back or my butt?
I don't know. Where's bacon from? What part of the butt? What part of the pig
back
is bacon
fat. It's the
from?
Butt. It's the back. It's all. It's all
right.
Fat
well,
is.
You sliced off a piece of your ass and then brought up 2 pieces of bacon.
Yeah. Oh, we would have fun. We would have so much fun.
You know, the best thing about a clip show.
I take it back. Turk and JD would have so much fun with that.
The best thing about a clip show for an actor is.
Because you know Turk would shit an egg. You know he would shit an egg. Keep it 100.
Well, we're getting to a point where you have a testicle that provides warmth while we're camping.
It's bionic.
Yeah, and we all gather around to stay warm.
Yeah.
I laughed at the fact. So Kelso's son Harrison has a new boyfriend, and he owns a Cinnabon franchise, and that, as a result, has left Kelso a little bit heavier than he usually is.
But Kelso also knew the boyfriend's name, Kenny.
I mean, maybe there's progress in the relationship. He's learning the names.
Well, he's learning the name because he owns a Cinnabon.
Yeah. Listen, Cinnabon is the greatest tasting thing in the world, isn't it?
You could eat that all day. You know what else is great? Wetzel's pretzels. My kids go nuts. If we go to a mall and like the Grove or something like that, and there's Wetzel's pretzels, they're like, is it Wetzel's? It's either that one or what's the other one that they have? Where it's like this. It's Wetzel's pretzels. Is there another one?
Auntie Anne's.
Pretzel, please.
So it's just Wetzel's pretzels. If there's a Wetzel's pretzels there, my kids go nuts for it.
Well, all I can tell you is that I don't eat Cinnabon anymore, but when I did, I remember thinking, how could something taste better than this?
Yeah.
When you're high. If you were ever someone who's high.
I don't get high that much. I like anymore. It's like
cupcakes are my I prefer a cupcake.
Mm. I'm gonna be honest with you, Zach. I don't get high that much anymore.
Yeah, you do. Are you lying?
I'm looking for the weed that's going to get me high now. Oh, I've smoked so much that it just
I see what's happened. You just gained a tolerance to be normal.
Got to elevate to that shatter wax.
What's that? What's that? Holy cow. Let's get into it.
No, we're not getting into that.
No?
These people didn't tune in for how to get high because you're so used to your marijuana podcast.
It's a clip show.
I know. Audience, we do have to tell you, we have to fill this one with a lot of just shooting the shit because it's a clip show. I mean, how do I talk about a montage of physical comedy? I mean, I don't know. All I can tell you is that when you've made enough episodes to get a clip show, you're stoked because they pay you the same amount of money, but you don't really do anything.
Well, not just that. I mean, if you watched it like we did, don't skip this. First of all, don't skip it. You could tell we're having such a good time. Like, we did a lot of really cool things. And I'm my idol, Indiana Jones. You know what I mean? I'm also my other idol, Han Solo. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that happen. You're running around in so many prosthetics. It's ridiculous.
I know. We can talk about the 7 minutes of original content. I like that I make a joke about the very idea of a clip show. I say, like some clip show from a bad sitcom, too lazy to come up with a fresh story. I like that. I like the meta-ness of making fun of ourselves.
Yeah. And we do it often.
By the way, one of the funniest of that physical comedy montage is the cowboy switch we did with Ken.
I was about to say, that's the greatest.
To remind you audience members who don't know what that is, that's when the stuntman does, the camera doesn't cut, but Ken's hiding like right below the lens, right? So the car's coming, the stuntman does that insane fall, roll out of the car off camera, and then Ken just stands up, and it's so seamless. It's one of the best physical comedy moments in Scrubs history.
I agree with you. I think it's probably the best because you really believe that old man.
No, the best is me going underwater in the scooter.
Well, that's how they started. So they started with that one and ended with him. Like, those are the two best for sure.
I liked when I said, whenever I think about these memories, the Fray is playing. And then the Fray song starts playing. I go, not that Fray
not
song.
That Fray
this
song.
Fray song.
Yeah. And that was a great thing. That's another great thing about this show. We talk about it a lot. And we have great music all the time. But, you know, if you're invested because we watch it and we're invested, these musical montages meant everything. If you're a fan of the show, because it not only gives you the feel of the show because you've heard these songs that we play on it, but also you're going through these wonderful moments with the characters. And at the end, when Raiden plays, you feel sad again.
It's amazing that no matter how many fucking times I hear that, where do you think we are? I get full body goosebumps. Like, and I've seen it 9 zillion times. I got full body goosebumps when you hear Raiden playing and then Winter and then where do you think we are?
Dude. Mm. And then we go through the deaths.
Yeah. There's like different themes. There's like the dancing montage. There's the wacky fantasy montage. I really liked me as the pro wrestler saying, I'm going to probe you.
I'm going to probe you. Because I'm the Inter.
And I love our pimp strut. I mean, our pimp strut is one of my favorite fantasies we ever did.
Yeah.
I say, I'm trying to advise you guys how you can fantasize. And I say, all you have to do is tilt your head to the left and let your mind run free like an eagle.
There's so many. I didn't know that Elliot's first sex dream was Mr. Hooper choking her while they.
Well, that makes sense. It tracks.
I guess so.
I don't think Mr. Hooper would ever do that in real life. Didn't he just pass?
Mr. Hooper? Mr. Hooper passed when we were kids, dude.
Wait, a famous, beloved Sesame Street character who's a real human being just passed away. Joelle, you're on it.
I am on it.
Yeah. The guy who played Mr. Hooper died in 1982.
It is a very interesting story point that a suicidal guy doesn't succeed and then wakes up in the hospital and has no memory. And then I'm sure someone's made this movie, but it sounds like such a good plot for a movie, but that was our tiny plot for this clip show was that he didn't remember. So someone had to eventually, JD was avoiding telling him why he was in the hospital, how it happened. Because the guy didn't know that he was suicidal. And then at the end, you know, when it gets all warm and fuzzy, Sarah was like, I'll be the one. And Sarah went in and did it, told him.
Yeah, why did Elliot decide to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. It seems like it would have been appropriate for JD to do it, but I guess it was about like we're all in this together, you know. I can't do this all on my own. And so she was like, Luis.
Oh, Luis is who died.
Emilio Delgado played Luis for 44 years. He played the part for 44 years on Sesame Street.
I worked with him on Sesame Street.
I was on Sesame Street, but I only got to work with Telly.
I love Telly.
You saw my thing, right? About the word anxious?
Anxious. It's a great one. Telly is the most anxious Muppet ever in the history.
If you guys haven't seen this, audience friends, go on YouTube and look up Zach Braff, Telly Anxious, and I explain. It's pretty funny. I get a Fight Club reference in there. Wow. I'm one of the only people that's ever gotten a Fight Club reference onto Sesame Street.
Wow.
But it's great. It's actually, I'm not just tooting my own horn. It's a great way to explain to a young child the concept of anxiousness, anxiety. So I'm patting me and Telly on the back.
Well, more Telly.
We nailed it. Me and Telly.
You definitely stuck the landing. Good takeoff, and you stuck the landing. I'm telling you guys right now. Joelle.
Hmm?
Without saying anything, how did you feel about Doctor Strange?
Just don't.
Sam Raimi did what Sam Raimi was going to do. Didn't expand his thought as far as I thought it would. And okay.
I'm going to translate that. You know how Key and Peele do the Obama translator? Mm-hmm. I will now translate. That shit was boring as fuck.
No, right?
No.
It's not my favorite.
Right. It is far from my favorite.
Right.
Sorry, Daniel.
I was still excited
to see it. I'm getting a burger with my friends, and then I'll be there.
Yeah, enjoy. You'll be there with some animal face in your pocket.
Enjoy that shit, dude.
Donald, do you want to fly down here tomorrow and come to F1 weekend with me?
I do, but I'm not going to.
If Casey were as good a wife as you've described her, she'd let you come to the Snoop Dogg Club.
She's already said go through, but she's going Sunday to shop. I just told her.
Oh, I just remembered it's Mother's Day. You can't come this weekend.
Right now. I'm going to tell you something.
Can you imagine?
But this is how dope my wife is. My wife would be like, all right, go.
I know.
And still love
that
me.
That is how cool she is. And you, to your credit, you realize it's Mother's Day and you can't. But
there's no way.
I know, but that's how cool Casey she is. She'd roll her eyes and be like, fine.
Yeah, she's like,
bring me a souvenir.
You better bring me something back.
Bring me something from the club.
Give me a dollar from the floor of 11.
Oh my God, that'd be the worst. Oh, I'm not going to the club. Cut to you and me on social media, somebody's social media.
Yeah, dancing with Snoop.
Right, Snoop Dogg with the blunt. And me after saying to all y'all, I would never smoke a blunt after somebody else smoked that shit. Yeah. Him passing it to me and being like, yep. Woo!
That'd be very funny.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of loud.
11 is very
nice. Wait, hold up. Are you
allowed? You've been to 11?
I was at the opening weekend of 11, as a matter of fact.
Oh, shit.
Okay, Daniel.
Baller.
Now, Daniel, as I understand it.
Daniel, old.
Daniel, I understand it as a mixture. First of all, women, it's like one of those places where women go just as much as men. Mm-hmm. It's like a club, right?
It's a club.
There's also like a strip club section or something?
Most certainly. I would say the entire thing is centered around like performance of a strip club, but it's like way more. There's a stage for like a DJ and stuff like that. But in the center of the room is a pole, a floor, like it's still a strip club, and there's dollars. Is it similar? Is
it, okay, I thought you were going to say it was similar.
Donald,
to
would Casey be upset if you made it rain?
No, she wouldn't be upset if I made it rain. She would be. Here's the wonderful thing. I don't think she'd be upset if I was at the strip club. I think she'd be upset if I was freaking like trying to pick up strippers, though.
Right, right. I think this is the kind of club where she would go too. It's like right. It's like a club that just happens to be naked women dancing.
Don't get it twisted. She'll jump on that motherfucking pole too. Don't get it twisted. Well, she might not take her clothes off, but she'll go for a little swing.
Casey, back in the day, used to love a club.
Casey back in the day used to love a table in a club too.
Yeah, Casey used to dance on that table.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Those are the old days, Donald.
Them days is over, man. But you could live them again. You in Miami. Everything's legal in Miami.
I'm not going to the club. I'm hanging out with Bill and...
Bill's going to be like, when are we going to the club?
Bill is not going to go to the club. First of all, I don't like clubs, A. And B,
when's the last time you've been to a club?
If I'm at the club, it means I got wasted and I'm going to have the worst hangover the next day.
I can't wait to hear from you tomorrow and be like, yo, so we got wasted. You're never going to believe
where I
ended
up. No, I'm trying
not
to drink like that no more. Although Casey got us these patches once. I keep trying to track them down. Yeah. Remember that, Donald? This was such a hashtag 40s thing that you put on your lower back when you're going to go have a night out, and it supposedly secretes everything you need to not have a hangover the next day.
It worked. All I
don't remember if it was psychosomatic or not. Maybe
it worked. I just had a nasty taste in my mouth, like a vitamin-y taste in my mouth. That's all I remember.
Oh, really? I just wondered if because you put it on, it's psychosomatic, and then thus you're more conscious of drinking more water and not like, because you'd be like, oh, I put that patch on. I want to make sure that shit works.
I mean, that is the honest to goodness key. If you're going to get drunk, pound water. That's all I do. When I was a kid, I used to pound a gallon of water before I went to
bed. You were funny, by the way. We never spoke about you getting drunk at Amanda's birthday party.
I wasn't that drunk.
You were pretty funny, dude. You were loud. You're like, you thought you were whispering to your wife, but you were at the table at regular volume. You're like, we got to get out of here. He thought he was whispering. He's like,
I do remember saying
that. He's like, aren't you over this? Let's go home. That was funny. But then he wanted to make sure he had all his to-go bags lined up because the food, there was plenty of leftover food.
I didn't even need to-go bags. I didn't take any to-go bags home.
Yes, you definitely took to-go bags home.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Casey might have, but I didn't.
Oh, I don't know. I just thought you were like waiting for your to-go bags.
Get out of here.
She hadn't even blown out her candles. This dude's like collecting his to-go bags.
I was so tired, man. Like when we got there, I was already tired. Why do people do that? Why do people throw parties at like 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night, dude? Like, what the fuck, man? 4 o'clock.
Oh my God.
4 o'clock in the afternoon?
That sounds about like a normal time
to
party.
Another thing about Miami is people go out late, right? Because it's like that kind of vibe. I just got don't worry, we got a dinner reservation at 9:30. I'm like, what?
9:30?
Second dinner?
9:30? What am I supposed to eat till 9:30?
Okay, there was a time we went to Miami.
This is how old we are.
This is what happened. We went to Miami once.
Dinner at
9:15.
Right? That's some bullshit.
Listen to this. It was me, you, Casey. I think Sarah.
Sarah Chalk. Yeah, Sarah Chalk came with us. We were coming
Bill,
back from the Bahamas.
Yeah. Bill and Krista, and we're all getting to Miami. And we're like, yo, we're going out tonight. And Krista's like, there's no fucking way we're doing it like this. And we're like, yeah, you are, Krista. You're going out. We were trying to peer pressure her. Mm-hmm. And we were like, we're going to get dinner reservations at 9, and then we're going to go to the club.
Did we do it?
Yeah. But she resisted for so long. She was like, 9 o'clock? She was like, what about 6? And we clowned Krista for like
but by the
so
way, now
long.
You can,
we were like, 6 now you o'clock. Can clown me. Right. 6 o'clock, Krista. 6 o'clock, for real? And she was like, yeah, 6 o'clock. She went to dinner at 9 o'clock. She was so tired. And now I know exactly what she
means.
Yeah,
now you know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And then, I'm sorry, we don't have much to talk about. It's a clip show. If you want to watch a clip show, watch a clip show. It's a greatest hits album. We'll be right back after these fine messages.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage bootmaking. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin-designed, Texas-tested, and handmade down in the bootmaking capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. The season of summer concerts is upon us. When you want to secure the best seat in the house, you know you can't wait until the last minute. You have to be on it. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead.
If you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it.
Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/realfriends.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
And we're back.
All right, bring in the guest. We play that song, Daniel. We got a caller.
He gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joel, let's get the show on the road.
Give it up for Daniel Lewis!
We really need you to be interesting because we had a clip
show. You're on a clip show.
And
it's a clip show.
We didn't have much to say because it's just montages of shit that happened. You know, it's a clip show. So I think the audience is going to get the most out of... And then we talked about a club in Miami that's half club, half strip club. And then that's really it.
Leo and
we talked about F1. We talked about F1 racing.
Mm-hmm. And
we talked about
boats.
Well, actually, we didn't talk about. Yeah, we talked about boats. Anyway, it may not be our best episode.
Talked about Doctor Strange and the multiverse.
We really
of
need you to bring it.
I saw that last night.
No spoilers. What
were your thoughts? Wait, whoa, no spoilers. No spoilers. Without ruining.
No
for
spoilers.
Daniel.
But what were your thoughts?
I loved it. I love the Marvel Universe, but it's kind of just the Marvel Universe at this point, and Sam Raimi was like, now we're gonna add some stuff to this that you weren't prepared to see. And even though it's not perfect, it was much more entertaining to watch.
Okay, there's a counterpoint to some of the points that have been mentioned. I love Sam Raimi.
I love Sam Raimi also. I love Sam Raimi also, but she
and you'll never, I can tell you from working with him, you will never meet a nicer human being in the world. He's the nicest person I've ever met.
That's and awesome. He's very loyal to his actors also, like Bruce Campbell.
Although I don't know why I wasn't in this movie, Sam, because I know you're an avid listener to the podcast.
I mean, if Donald's not in Star Wars yet, you don't get to be in Marvel.
I know, but he is super loyal, and I was the monkey in Oz, the Great and Powerful, and where's my part?
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah.
You know what, Zach?
What?
She nailed it. She nailed it.
Do you know that Sam wears a suit and tie the entire time he's directing? Like
a bow tie or a tie?
No, a regular tie, but tied up. He's like old school Hitchcock. Like
his brother wears a bow tie. Every time I see his brother, well, not every time, but sometimes when I see his brother has a bow tie on.
And it could be like late at night and he's exhausted. He's still got that suit and tie on.
Tied all the way up?
I got to tell you, where I'm staying in South Beach, I have a view of all the cruise ships going out. And around on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they go out like every 10 minutes. And I'm just thinking, like, these people are getting on cruise ships right now still?
I'm not getting on a cruise ship. They had a breakout on one of the Carnival jump-offs.
Of course they're going to have a breakout.
Yeah.
People were pissed, dude.
You're not catching me on a cruise ship. All right,
I will
sorry,
say
Danielle.
Joel,
it's Danielle,
let me ask
right?
you this. Hold up. Yeah, let me ask you this. Since we're talking about Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, how many times did you see it, Joel?
Oh, we aren't talking about it anymore, though.
Twice.
Dang, already?
No, because she went to a press screening because she's a journalist.
The coolest.
She's a journalist, and they get advanced screenings and shit like that. So all right, cool. Danielle, go ahead. What's your question for us?
I was going to point out first, I know it's kind of hard to tell, but I made sure to rep my Star Wars.
My 501st?
Well, this one's just specifically Darth Vader. I'm not part of that, but we do have that here in Albuquerque. But I also promised my boyfriend, and I know it's hard to see, but I have the Hot Toys.
No, I see the Mandalorian. I see that. I was going to comment on it. Right on.
But then I'm going to get really weird fangirling right now. My whole wall behind me is my Zach Braff wall.
Oh my god.
Wow. I have all the pops. I have your brother Joshua's book. I have your screenplay. I have a VHS and a DVD of Garden State. I have all the prints from the release with Wish I Was Here. I have my thing.
Oh my god. You guys, I just want to tell the audience.
Can I just say something real quick?
Wait, don't say anything rude yet.
I'm not going to say anything rude. I want to thank you very, very much for motioning towards Star Wars and giving me something first. Because what you've just shown this man is
but
very,
I
want to
let the audience
very,
know
very nice.
That this young lady has a shrine to my work. I've never seen anything like that. That means so much to me. Thank you so much.
That's very nice of you.
The only thing I'm missing
is your head.
I wish I was here. It's the wish I was here vinyl because I have the.
All right. Well, Joelle, let's get her her information, and I'll send you a signed "Wish I Was Here" vinyl.
Oh, that's very all nice of you, buddy.
No problem.
I promise you. And if you're a fan of those films, you're gonna love the new one. A Good Person. It's really the best thing I think I've ever made. I'm not just saying that. I've grown up a bit as a filmmaker, and I think it's the best thing I've made. So get ready.
I'm excited for everybody to see this. I'm excited for everybody to see it.
Yeah.
Alabama Jackson was phenomenal.
Yeah, but that's not on the wall.
That's not on the wall, though.
Not yet.
It's all right. It's all right. It's quite all right. Listen, you did enough.
You're so cool.
By just talking about Star Wars.
She, not only did she have a shrine to me.
Not right. Listen,
there's a tattoo we haven't even spoken about.
Whoa, let's see the tattoo.
Let's see the tattoo.
I've met both of you before, actually.
Was I a dick when we met?
Wait a second. Slow down.
I wasn't a dick, was I?
No, did I meet you at a coffee shop in Albuquerque? Yes. Oh, now but you didn't have red hair like
that.
No,
I didn't. I had blonde hair. This is new.
Did I meet you when I was out there doing the wave?
No, unfortunately, I got to meet you for 2 seconds when you handed me a mic at the Wish I Was Here release.
Gotcha.
Well, when I was down there shooting the De Niro movie, I lived next door to a coffee shop, and I would go to this coffee shop every day, and we ran into each other, and you were very lovely and kind, and you said, "I have a tattoo related to your work, and can you show it to Donald, Daniel, and Joelle?"
So this is the Maybe That's All Family Really Is, a group of people who miss the same imaginary place. And that is Zach Braff's signature.
Wow. So when I met her, she had the quote from Garden State, when I say maybe that's all a family really is, a group of people that miss the same imaginary place. And she said she had it tattooed. And it's big, you guys. It's like 6 inches.
Sizable.
Yeah, it's sizable.
It looked like a commandment plate is what it looked like. It's the size of a commandment plate.
And then when I ran into her, she said, "Would you sign it with a Sharpie?" And so I, of course, was so honored and a little bit dumbfounded, but signed it. And then you had my signature tattooed. So, wow, thank you so much. I think you might be my number one fan. You certainly like my work more than Donald, and he's my best friend. And Donald,
your work.
Are you prepared to get a tattoo of any of my writing on your body?
No.
What if I pay for it? Dr. Wu, it could be something like from Scrubs.
No.
It could be Eagle.
Something that's really important for me to notate right now is in Scrubs, which again, like my favorite obsession show of all time, Turk is by far the best character. And I really want to point that out because I think it's important. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I ain't on your wall. You know what I mean? Let's keep it 100
The DVDs
now.
Are up there.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Oh, she's got the Funko Pop.
Hold on.
I own your shirt.
I love you and I love the Star Wars and I love your boyfriend more for putting the Mandalorian up. I appreciate it. But let's keep it 100. You didn't start this shit off with, and this is my Turk is the best character on Scrubs wall, did you? No. You started with, this is my Zach Braff wall. So you can, you don't have Turk is my favorite character on Scrubs tattooed on your body. You got Zach Braff's name and a thing, and it's on her body, dude. Your name is on her body. Okay? So she can sit here and say that Turk.
We talked about yelling.
I know. But she's sitting here trying to tell me. The Turk's her favorite character.
Shun,
I know who your favorite.
I'm
you don't have
admit,
to do that.
I'm willing to admit.
I'm good with it
I'm
all.
Willing to admit. I'm willing to admit you're one of the top five characters on Scrubs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wait. All right. Danielle,
we gotta move on.
Why you wrote in?
Well, why you wrote in? Tell us why you wrote in.
So during COVID, and actually when I met you last time, I was working at a funeral home. I was a licensed embalmer, and then I switched right before COVID hit into directing. So I was meeting with the families and arranging the funerals.
Right. Like 6 feet Under.
Yes, very much so.
Which must be a favorite show of yours, because that show's amazing.
No, last time we talked, you said that must be your favorite show, and I still have never watched it.
Oh.
Watch it.
Well, I'm sorry. When someone says they're an embalmer, my brain goes for like, okay, what's the next conversation thing you can think of? 6 feet Under, great TV show.
Daniel, well, I've only seen the last episode.
I know, we don't talk about it.
Me too. I have actually.
I know, that's so annoying to me. It really is so annoying to me.
All right, friend.
So go ahead. All right, shut up. Go ahead, Daniel.
So the reason I decided to finally write in, which I felt kind of selfish doing because I've had the opportunity to see you guys before, but my main thing is how forgotten the funeral industry was during COVID. And I know it's a little bit late to the game, but I still think it's really important. Because like when COVID hit, I mean, we didn't have tests. We didn't have PPE because all of it was getting sold out. My manager did a back alleyway deal to get PPE for the people who were picking up the people who died of COVID.
Wow.
It was horrifying. And then in the like funeral arrangement rooms where like we were, you know, we tried to do everything over the phone because you really can. It's pretty simple.
Right. I've done it. I've been through the experience before. And it's where you go and you like look at the display and you choose a casket, and it's so horrible. So someone like you who's got a great attitude and I imagine is very empathetic is probably good at it. But our guy was a little bit cold.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like him.
Easy to get that way. Like it sucks, but like that's part of the reason I eventually ended up leaving, because I couldn't handle it. It was late into 2020. I hadn't seen friends or family when everyone was kind of being able to kind of get together. It was affecting my boyfriend, his room, or our roommates. But the families were so seeing everything firsthand. I know nothing is harder than having to arrange and be a part of this when your loved one just died.
And it's weird too, because you're like, well, I want the best for them. And then the funeral person's like, well, then you want the XR247, because if you really love your loved one, you want this casket. And you're like, well, that's a lot of money for that casket. We're just going to put it in the ground, right? And then you're like, but you wouldn't dare put them in the L249er. That's disrespectful.
That's a double wide. Well, for us, and I worked at a low-income funeral home. So we specialized in making it as cheap as possible.
Oh, good, good. I went to one where they were trying to talk you into the, well, I mean, I don't mean the guy was, he wasn't exactly a used car. He wasn't exactly a used car salesman, but he definitely, you know, he wants you to spend a lot of money on a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So it was hard because like the families, when they would come in, like you would have to ask them, you know, okay, have you been exposed to COVID-19? Da, da, da. And we'd have people lying to us left and right. And then we get the death certificate back. The person died of COVID. So they were risking the lives of our people. Like one of our main arrangers had kids at home. Nonetheless, kids who, you know, really could have, you know, succumbed
That's
to that.
Horrible.
Yeah.
That's
it was
horrible. Well, terrible. Thank you for doing that and doing it at a place for a low-income place on top of that.
I imagine COVID had to be hard for the funeral industry, especially.
They ran out of space.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have to get like an external freezer, refrigerator?
We had it on standby and it was ready to be used. Luckily, we have our Office of Medical Investigators who were trying to hold them as many bodies as much as they could, because external is kind of sketchy. Like, we were in a bad area of town. We're like, oh, great. Someone's going to break in and steal somebody.
Well, how long?
People steal people? What do they steal?
No, it was a fear. It was just.
How long usually when someone dies and you get the body at the funeral home till the funeral happens, usually?
I mean, pre-COVID?
Before COVID. Pre-COVID, yeah. So, but during COVID, it was like months, right? Were you guys holding bodies you guys were holding bodies for months, and so people weren't able to bury their loved ones. That's
And especially because our area has a lot of very religious families, so it's very important to have a full Catholic funeral. It's important to them, so it's not like they just got to like, oh, it's fine, just get them in the ground, because those things we could get pretty quick. Or cremations, I mean, we were behind just by like 2 weeks versus months. So it was just really dependent. I helped my friend with his mom. Like, it was.
Wow. Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let me tell you guys, my family loves our Helix sleep mattress. Ever since we've got it, we've had some of our best sleep yet.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
So how will you know which Helix mattress works best for you and your body? Take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress.
Everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences.
Not only is the mattress the best I've slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free.
Helix is offering 20% off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/realfriends and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Tecovas are one of my favorite boot brands. They're bringing a fresh perspective to heritage boot making. So they've carried forward all the time-honored traditions and quality you find in a great pair of cowboy boots. But they've made some innovations in comfort, style, and service.
These boots are Austin designed, Texas tested, and handmade down in the boot making capital of the world, Leon, Mexico.
Whenever I slip on my Tecovas boots, I feel the cowboy magic, Donald. They're tough enough for getting dirty, but classic and stylish enough for a night out on the town.
If you ever wonder if you can pull off cowboy boots, you should pull on a pair of Tecovas. You'll see. They'll become your new favorite footwear. Cowboys knew what they were doing when they invented Western wear. If you can't make it into a store, Tecovas delivers the most premium quality and most comfortable Western goods right to your door. Visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And point your toes west.
As a special opportunity for our listeners, Tecovas has said they will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps for free into any minimum purchase of $100 on Tecovas.com. Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS. It's about a $30 value, and they sell fast, so there are always new styles and looks. Again, for a limited time, just enter code REALFRIENDS at checkout to add a free logo hat to your order as a one-time gift from Tecovas, only at Tecovas.com. Have you tried the new Target Circle? It's the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals. Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout. And try the new Target Circle 360. It's for the VIP Target shoppers. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
All right, Danielle, do you have a question for us or anything?
Yeah, we
can fix your life, whatever you want.
I got all of it ready. So
okay, go. What's your question?
So I want to start with my friend's question. He was actually here, but he had to go back to work.
Okay, well, Donald was late. It's his fault.
My bad, yo. I went and saw Doctor Strange, and then my computer died.
And by the way, this motherfucker tried to play it off like he had an appointment. He was at the fucking movies.
I tried to play it off like I had an appointment.
Yeah, Donald can only do after 4:15.
I didn't try to play it off like I had an appointment. I just said, I didn't give you all of the information.
I was selective in the information I gave you.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel.
So I would like to ask his question since he didn't get to make it. And he's the reason I got to see you the first time. He sold me the ticket to go see you because he was going to and he couldn't make it.
Your friend sold it to you? He didn't just give it?
No, no. It was, look, we're in Albuquerque. Like, that was an expensive trip.
No, okay. I get it. Yeah,
all right. Go. Just let the woman speak, Donald.
My bad, dude.
He wanted to know, upcoming, do you guys get to have any musical workings together? Because obviously the commercial from the Christmas song, and then you get the T-Mobile commercials. Like, it's like, do they get to do anything upcoming?
I would love that more than anything. You know, someone suggested to me that we do like an old school style, like, musical film together, Donald.
That would be fucking dope.
I like Bing Crosby. No, not La La Land. Like Bing Crosby, I guess, and Sinatra would do, right? Aren't there the movies with like these old guys?
Movies, yeah.
But yeah,
like Abbott and Costello or Jerry Lewis and.
He was telling me about. Actually, you know who it was? It was Kevin, our old boom man on Scrubs. I'm gonna circle this all back to Scrubs. I'm down here shooting in Miami, and we have the same sound department that, because Bill is Mr. Loyal, of course, that we had on Scrubs. It's Joe Foglia and his boom op, Kevin. And Kevin was saying how much he loved us singing in the T-Mobile ad. By the way, we have a new T-Mobile ad. I don't know if you saw on our socials. Check it out. It's pretty funny. Everyone loves how Donald's in his in the closet in the ad.
Oh yeah,
a tip to the podcast. But he was like, "You guys should. Everyone loves it when you guys sing. You should do like a like some sort of, you know." I forgot. He was referencing these movies. I don't know. Is it's like The Road to Something or like The Road to Rio or something? Can you look that up, you guys? They're like these old school movies where like they'd be on the road and then they break into song.
Yeah, it's called The Road to Rio. Norman Z. McLeod was the director.
Who is the two stars of it?
Bing Crosby and Bob Hope.
Yeah, Bing Crosby and Big Hope. There you go. We could do something like that, Donald.
Bob Hope.
Okay. We love singing. We'd love singing. We just need someone to write us a song because I guess we could do old standards too.
I feel like you guys could do it though. Like, have you heard Donald's raps that he used to do?
I know he doesn't do them anymore because he's phoning it in now. But listen, you know, if we ever take the show on the road, there is talk of touring this show in the fall. There's a little bit of rumblings, right, Joel? Aren't there some beginnings of rumblings?
Yeah.
And then, Donald, maybe we could have a song or two that we sang that wasn't Guy Love or The Obvious, that was something like...
A Surgeon and a Duck.
No, like an old standard.
I really can't stay.
No, you know, not that song either. Something like... Don't know much about
I like
history.
Big butts and I cannot lie.
Wow.
No. I thought you had a whole No More Yelling thing.
Well, it was open. It was wide open. Like, it was like.
When you got home, I have a question. When you got home from Doctor Strange and you knew you were late for the podcast.
I wasn't late. I was on time. Until.
Okay. Did you have a bong hit?
No, Zach. I had a few bong hits. I didn't have
a bong hit.
It's legal here.
What'd you say?
Legal here.
Oh, legal in Albuquerque?
Yeah, but y'all was doing drugs in Albuquerque way before that. Let's keep it 100.
Albuquerque. There are no strangers to drugs there. I can tell you by spending some time there. Why are you telling us to be quiet?
Don't tell us to be quiet about that shit.
No, I don't want to give Albuquerque a bad name. There's lovely people like Danielle in Albuquerque, but there's also
zombies, yo.
Zombies. Zombies. It is. Well, I don't know what they're on, but you walk down the wrong street and you see like Walking Dead.
It's like
towards you. It's like the Thriller video.
Dum-dum. Oh, no, I'm sure they are very nice. I've had some of the best times of my life in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I stayed at the Andaluz? What is it called?
No, they got a nice hotel, but, the Andaluz, but when you leave it, when you leave it, it looks like the beginning of Thriller coming at you at night.
You're not wrong.
You don't just walk anywhere. What?
Yeah.
But during the day, it's nice. They got that coffee shop where I met you. Great coffee shop. There you go.
Yeah, it's delightful. That whole area, that sawmill market is amazing.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that's new, and that wasn't there. That was under construction when I was there, and that looked like that was going to be really cool.
It's beautiful.
So next time I'm back in Albuquerque, I'm going to go to the sawmill market.
Please do.
All right, what's your next question?
I'm not going to, this is going to be more of a statement. You guys should definitely review season 9 of Scrubs because it gets so much flack and it's so good.
Okay. That's it. No one's ever said that to us. So
I think people.
Hold up. Let me get this straight.
What was your favorite part of season 9?
Of Scrubs is so good. And you're going to go on the records and say this.
I have said it constantly. Drew is amazing. Denise, they're
I don't even know who you're talking about. Who is Drew and who is Denise?
Oh boy, that's not a good look, Donald. You know these people. Eliza Coop was funny.
Who did
Carrie
she play?
Carrie Bechet was funny.
What was the name of the characters that they played?
I never watched it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, AKA Denise, which is season 8.
It's gonna be the most fun for me to watch because Danielle.
I've
never seen one episode in season 9, and I was in the first 6.
Yeah, look, I know people don't like it as much, but it has all the same humor.
You had Dave Franco.
And he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
What was the name of his character in season 9?
I don't know. Joelle, can you look this up? Joelle, give us the main me and Donald cast of season 9.
I think Cox is on there too. Johnny's on there with us also.
Cool.
And Sarah comes for like 4 episodes or something like that also.
The guy whose name I can't think of right now, he's on the show I'm watching with the girl who convicted of manslaughter.
I know, I called him Michael. I thought his name is Michael. I was calling him Michael Winslow, like the dude from fucking.
Okay, Dave Franco played Cole Aronson.
Yo, I was calling him Michael Winslow. From Police Academy, and I remember he threw a party season 9. He threw a party, and I didn't get invited. And I was like, "How come Michael Winslow didn't invite me to his damn party?" And everybody's like, "Cause that's not his name, Donald. Maybe because
you've been calling him Michael Winslow." Dickhead.
Yeah, so he was the one that lived on the yurt for a little bit. What's his
name? What's the name of that actor? I'm just gonna IMDb. Eliza Coop played Denise Mahoney. If I look up the show I'm watching, what's it called? Carrie Bechet played Lucy Bennett, and she had the voiceover. Mm-hmm. What's the show I'm watching? The girl from Plainville.
Yeah, she says a line that's "What the Fraggle Rock," and I say that to this day because it kills me. I love it.
That's funny,
Michael Mosley.
It's Michael Mosley. Yeah. Michael Mosley
was the best. He's the best character, and yeah. It's so much better. If they would have named it Interns and got rid of all the older cast, I think it would have done amazing.
Also, they should have got rid of Zach and myself as well, right?
No. I think you could have stuck in there a little bit longer.
You know, you started off as my favorite.
Listen,
now, you know,
you should watch. You should watch the girl from Plainville, Danielle, because. It's got Michael Mosley in it. And he's doing a very good job as a lawyer.
Well, he had the other one. I want to say it was Sirens.
Yes.
Yeah. Which was hilarious.
Don't forget Nikki Whalen. Shout out Nikki Whalen.
Nikki Whalen, shout out.
Let's take a break.
We'll be right back after these fine words. All right. It's time for Albuquerque, New Mexico's favorite segment. It's time to fix your life.
So I don't really like my namesake. I have my dad's last name and not a great person. So I've been seriously thinking about legally changing my last name.
Yeah. Now, okay, go. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So I want to know what your guys' suggestion would be for my new last name.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's one that's in first place right now.
Okay, now what about the boyfriend? Might you marry him and take his name?
We discussed that. We're not planning on the whole marriage thing. We've been together 10 years almost, but I was saying, unless we get married now, I'm not gonna like change it to his name, and then we get married in the future.
Okay. Okay. I think less and less people are gonna get married in the future, Donald, because look at this young woman. She's like, no, we're in love 10 years. Fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an easier out, too.
Yeah, you just fucking grab your shit and run.
Peace. I'm gonna take my shit. You take your shit. You want the house?
Yeah.
You can keep it if you want it. You can keep it if you want it. I'm gonna bounce. I'm just gonna bounce.
Unless there's kids, of course. We're joking. Unless there's children, of course. All right.
If there's
now,
kids,
listen.
Then you can't be doing that.
I know. That was a joke related to couples that don't have kids. All right. Listen, Danielle, what are the two contenders, or did you want us to just pitch ideas?
I will tell you the number one contender after you pitch some ideas.
Okay, Donald, go. Danielle and Joelle, feel free to play this game too. What's a cool name for Danielle? We know that we kind of get a sense that she of her taste, which is impeccable because she likes Star Wars and my films.
Listen, Danielle Calrissian.
I was literally about to fucking say that. I'm not even joking.
That's pretty sick, honestly.
That was about to roll off the tongue.
Danielle Calrissian's pretty damn good.
Am I too white to have that name?
No.
What? Okay.
No. Listen, man, there's a bunch of Faizons that are white. There's a Faizon North Carolina. There's black Faizons, white Faizons. Why can't Calrissian be a dope name for you?
I do like it.
If it was O, you'd be Daniello. Just pitching. I'm just throwing some paint up. Just throwing some paint up on the canvas, Joelle.
I like it. No, I like it. I like it. I have the most boring last name in the history of the world. So
no, it's not. And you're down to get down. Remember the song?
What's my middle name?
All right, Joelle. Do you have any ideas for Danielle?
Sega. Danielle Sega.
Yes, that makes me sound like a superhero. I like
Luna as a last name because it's sort of
Luna's
nebulous.
Danielle
not
Luna.
Really grounded in anything.
Sounds a bit like a performer at 11, but I get it.
Danielle. Oh, I got a good one. Danielle Farkless.
Farkless.
Farkless, like Glenn Farkless, Glenn Livid, okay. Glenn Farkless, Danielle there Farkless.
There's a banner. Danielle, wait, there's a banner going by for a club on the beach, and I'm just gonna pitch it. Danielle Omnia. This might be a sign from God. It might be a sign from God. I think that's a club.
Name? Well, you see, I suggested it from a banner on the beach.
I mean, just think about it, Danielle. If while you asked the perfect strangers to name you, a banner went by and it said Omnia.
I'm gonna put money on it that when we see Danielle again, her last name is gonna be Omnia.
Yeah,
Danielle Omnia. That's a
yeah.
Good one.
Or wait, here comes another one, Danielle.
Wait, here we go,
Danielle Club 11.
It's gonna be Danielle Omnia. I have a feeling it's gonna be Danielle Omnia.
All right, we're number one contender.
All right, what's your? What?
Give me a suggestion. He's the closest name to me.
That's true.
Come on, Daniel.
How about Danielle Paloma?
Ooh, that sounds bougie.
I was trying to think of something that sounds you know European in some fashion.
Yeah, like I can go to France and it'll be good.
Okay, go ahead. What's the number one? Give us the top two contenders. We don't want to know what the number one contender is.
Okay, so number two suggested from my friend is Phantom, because then I'd be
Danny Phantom. That's funny.
And then because I normally go by Danny. And the other one is because I have three tattoos relating to the Lord Almighty himself, Mr. DeVito. So all my friends call me DeVito.
Danny DeVito would be the best day ever. Please.
Danny DeVito's pretty amazing.
Please.
And then the running joke is if I did get married to my boyfriend, we would change it to Danny DeVito.
Cute.
Danny DeVito.
I like Danny DeVito better. I like Danny DeVito better.
Danny DeVito is it. You're going to get a laugh every time you introduce yourself to someone, which is amazing.
Danny DeVito.
Thing.
Yeah.
Good icebreaker.
Fine with that. I take it, and he's so far he's a clean slate and I love it. So
what does that mean? What does a clean slate mean?
He doesn't have any concerning things. He's not a
problematic movie star is what she's saying.
Got it.
I would try to think of Faison. It's very nice. Danny Faison.
So one of my friends suggested one of your names and I said, I may be a super fan, but I can't be like that bad. Cause it was
Danny Braff. People
texted me when the T-Mobile commercial aired. They were like, oh my God, did you know they're in a commercial?
Danny Braff. It does sound like a nice name. Danny Israel Braff. Largeman, Danny Largeman.
That's not bad.
Danielle Largeman. I mean, you got the tattoo already. All right, Danielle, we got to go because Donald decided to go see a movie and it was a clip show. Audience, I know what you're thinking. This wasn't your best. And we're willing to admit that. It wasn't our best.
Hold on. This was a fucking great show. Hold on. Was it? We talked about some really cool stuff.
You know what we should do we should do a rewatch of this podcast.
We started it off where I tried to jump on at 1:15, and guess what happened?
Oh my God!
You fucked up.
You started at 1:50.
Yeah, we started at 1:50 instead. At that moment when I came on, I was full of energy. Zach was not. He was ready to get off the podcast. He wanted to go.
You know
home.
What I did, by the way. You know what I did, by the way, because I'm such a good friend, and you were doing your fucking bullshit. Marvel.
You did ads.
I read all the ads already for you.
Yeah. I love you for that.
What a champ.
I love you for that. Yeah. I love you for that. And so then Zach read the ads. I got on with a bunch of energy. He was pissed that he had to read the ads, but eventually I saved it.
I didn't mind reading the ads. I didn't mind reading the ads. I like reading the ads. I'm pissed that you may implied to us.
I never implied anything.
You did imply that this was schedule dependent, and it's because you went to a fucking movie.
I was 15 minutes late. I was 15 minutes late because I went to a fucking movie, and then the 15 minutes turned into another. Anyway, I apologize to you guys. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Right. I am so, so sorry. Not to the fans,
Danny
but
Largeman,
to Daniel, Zach.
I promise to... Danny Largeman, I can't wait to hang out with you again when I come to Albuquerque, and you can help protect me from... The cast of Thriller.
Really good at it.
You can tell me which alleyway not to walk down, because you start seeing them do this fucking shit.
Oh God!
What's that Thriller move, Donald? Where they go up with their arms like this?
It's like the—I don't know. It's like the creeper. It's like the creeper.
And you're like, we're just trying to shoot. We'll be out of your way quick.
We're there first.
Shoot.
We'll be gone in 10 minutes. All right.
Is it
love
like
you all.
Is it what? Like that in Florida? I love you, man. I miss you.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
Florida
I do.
Sounds terrible.
Well, I'm at Miami Beach right now, and I can't complain. It's very pretty. I'm in Bill Lawrence's fancy condo that he rented while he shoots this Vince Vaughn TV show. So I cannot complain.
It looks beautiful behind you.
Do you want to see the view from... Look.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Ugh, stunning.
Gorgeous.
It's pretty. It's still Florida, but it's pretty.
You scared of Florida?
I spent some time there. I'd rather be in Albuquerque.
Everybody, we got to go. We miss you.
We love you. We love you. And thank you for listening. And I hope this was somewhat entertaining. Donald, do you want to say anything in closing?
I do. What was you doing in Florida, girl?
Oh, my God. 5, 6, 7, 8.
About a show we about a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said, here's a story that we all should know. So gather around.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you.
And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey guys, I've been telling you about how we are big fans of Tecovas boots. Heritage, tradition, quality, comfort, style, and service are some of the best features of Tecovas. But now they also have a gift for our listeners.
Tecovas will throw in one of their best-selling trucker hats or ball caps free with a minimum purchase of $100 at Tecovas.com.
Just use code REALFRIENDS at checkout. That's REALFRIENDS.
That's TECOVAS.com. And point your toes west.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.